most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Oh, Tech D Rob came out and spent the day with us Saturday. That doesn't happen very often. So we'll have to fill you in on that and his doings after he left. He went to that special board game bar with his friends. We'll have to find out what that was all about. We'll do that in a few minutes.
Yellowstone is one of the top trending topics. Season 5 of Yellowstone has come to a close, and no one's really sure if season 6 is going to happen or not. Kevin Costner, no longer a part of the show. He was there at the beginning of the season?
Mm-mm.
Or no?
Nope.
No.
He stopped after 4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're not even sure if the show is going to continue. They said the finale could serve as a series finale, but still, no one's really sure how this is going to play out.
That's a show that I went from absolutely loving in the beginning and can't wait to see the next episode and all to just in the middle of one of the seasons, I was like, this sucks.
Oh, really?
It yeah, dropped off that terrible. Hard. Yeah, because they started just filling time with all this scenery and mm-hmm. everything. And then that Beth, that I went from really liking her to all of a sudden I'm just like, she needs to shut up.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch any of the spinoffs of Yellowstone, like 1883 or 1926? I think there's another one coming too.
The Harrison Ford one is pretty good.
He's in one of them?
He's in the 1923.
Yeah, 1923.
Yeah. It's decent. I mean, I don't love it,
yeah.
But I mean, it's pretty good.
Okay, yeah. They've had such success with making these shows, so it'll be interesting to see what they do in the future.
And I don't watch that first, whatever, 18, whatever, because I don't like Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
You all don't? Right.
No.
How did I not know that? We can't be friends. I'm just kidding.
This kiss. Subliminal. Jamie Foxx was attacked at Mr. Chow in Beverly Hills. The full story is not totally out, but somebody threw a glass at him, and it required him to get stitches. Now, this is just after he's talking about all the trauma he's been through with his illness.
I just heard a fight broke out.
Yeah.
And he got hit with a glass.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
But it doesn't sound like he was just attacked unprovoked and all that, the way some people are reporting it. Like somebody just attacked him with a glass.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I think there was like maybe his people fighting with somebody else's people or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what it sounded like at first.
Kind of a crazy story, celebrating his birthday, I believe.
Or was he just doing a great impression of somebody getting attacked with a glass?
Yeah.
Could have been.
Mm-hmm. Could have been it.
Today's a very special day. Today is National Chocolate Covered Anything Day. So whatever you want.
Raisins. Love them.
Interesting choice, but I like them too.
I love raisinettes.
Raisinettes.
I don't want a chocolate covered cherry though for anything in the world.
Like a cordial cherry, no.
Yeah, that old calf slobber running out of it.
You know, I love that.
Does white fudge chocolate count as chocolate? Because she brought in white fudge covered Oreos.
Yeah, does
so it? Yeah, that's chocolate.
I think we're set then.
Yeah. You're good.
TJ hates those cherries, though. I always think that's when I see him at the gas station, I'm like, TJ hates those. And the way he describes it is so great. Tell Lindsay how you describe them.
The calf slobber that's coming. Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to hate it because anytime I'm going to picture that.
Have you ever seen a cow, a little spits falling out of its mouth? That's what those things have in them. It looks like that when you bite into it, it's just like.
Ugh. It's so accurate because it's kind of clear.
It looks like mucus.
It's so gross.
God, you ruined it.
It's so gross. What do teachers want for Christmas? We'll find out next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Gone are the days when you can just bring your teacher an apple and they're thrilled about it. I mean, I don't even really want to get into this topic because I know it can cause a lot of emotions and people getting angry over it. But I think it's so silly. But I am curious. What do teachers want for Christmas this year? Is there some sort of list that runs like in the underground? Like, this is what we're going to ask for this year. Like all the teachers get together. Cause that's how I picture it. Like, what are we going to do this year, ladies or men as well? What do we want for Christmas 2024 from our students? Does that happen?
Yeah, it does. But it shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like a teacher should never be expecting any type of certain gift from a student. I mean, you get what you get,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's nice that a student brings you a gift.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sit around and go, what's my list going to be? What do I want them to get me? That's what happens. But my mom was a teacher, and she'd come home with some of the craziest looking stuff that kids would bring her you know, for Christmas, and she was thankful to get all of it. There's, she would have never said, "Can you believe they got me this instead of this?"
Right.
Like, yeah.
Well, and for the moms of the room, it's like the hot topic. Like,
really?
What are you, if you hear that someone's getting $100 gift card, then you feel like, oh my gosh, I've got to do that. Like, it's gotten to a level that is ridiculous, but I've never known any other way because my kids are so young. Mm. They haven't been in school very long.
But what do they get a little pool going and buy the teacher one big gift? Sometimes.
Yeah. So last year, all the moms were on a text group and we all chipped in $50 each of us. And there were 20 parents. I mean, they got a big gift card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$50, 20 kids. What is that? $1,000? What? I can't do the math.
I don't know. But it was two teachers. So we split. But still, it was a lot.
But this is a preschool, though, a private preschool.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, still, though, that's a huge gift.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's not the same as, you know, a public school teacher that's, you know, teaching in an average area, middle class area of something, just waiting on the parents to get them something, you know. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Understood. Okay. Well, at TJ Riggins Show, if you're a teacher, what do you want this year? They don't mind telling us. Kimberly said, we want gift cards with a nice note. We do not want handmade food or anything for the classroom, i.e. or mugs, is what she said.
Mugs, yeah. When the Stanleys were popular, that's what everyone's doing. So they have a million Stanleys, I'm sure.
That's what I picture. I was like, they're getting Stanleys. Yeah. They want Stanleys, but maybe not this year. Whitney said, cash and gift cards. No soap, no candles, or homemade food. Homemade food has come up a couple of times in these answers. TJ shaking his head.
Well, they want money. Disgusting. I know it's disgusting. They want money because they don't think they get paid enough, and I'm not sure what they get paid. I'm not sure the whole.
But that's between them and the government. Right. That didn't have anything to do with you sitting there going, I don't want this, and I don't want a mug, and I don't want.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we asked the question, but the fact that they had an answer is the disappointing part.
Right.
I mean, it's a gift that doesn't even have to be given to you.
Sure.
These parents don't owe you anything.
Mm-mm.
Do they hold grudges if they don't get what they want, like against your kid?
Well, I'm going to say that they probably do, considering that my daughter, when she was in the third grade, her dad said something on the radio, made a joke about these grown women lusting over these vampire characters that are supposed to be teenagers and how ridiculous that was. And then my daughter got treated accordingly for the rest of the year.
Uh-huh.
She took it out on my daughter that I said something she didn't like on the radio.
Oh,
so.
My God.
So I bet they hold grudges.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, today there will be a new edition of TJ and Jody's House posted around noon Eastern. I'm not quite sure if we quarreled this week or not. I think we were more in the Christmas spirit. I don't know that we quarreled.
Good.
But maybe we did because she... You know, she's always asking for it. Why I oughta. And then remember, one of the big sponsors of that is Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth, with all the great products, including my bubble cuddle throw that I have. But anything you order from that site, any of the luxurious items, when you use our code, you get 41% off. I think that's the biggest discount they allow to anyone who is an influencer. So I'm the top influencer, I think you would have to say.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So go to tjriggins.com/deals and then use that promo code TJ at checkout for 41% off the luxurious items from Cozy Earth. Now, Saturday we had our big thing in Old Fort, North Carolina, taking the Christmas spirit, the whole thing. And Tech D Rob was there, and Tech D Rob was acting normally. He wasn't trying to avoid conversation with people. He was up, you know, right with everybody, talking and mingling and doing what he needed to do. And he had these two friends with him. Mm-hmm. Both of them were very nice. Neither seemed to be antisocial, which I was blown away by. Were you not, Riggins?
Yeah, totally. Blown away.
Love that.
Blown away.
Lindsay, they were dressed cute.
Yeah, they were cute.
This is all I want for Rob.
Excuse me?
Yeah, but y'all keep... You and my wife, I think, keep talking about Rob dating these girls, but they're his friends. These are his friends.
I know.
And he keeps saying, I'm not interested in dating them.
But I want him to.
Yeah.
But I want him to.
But I want him. Please.
They are into the Dungeons and Dragons stuff. I did not. I did find
out. But if you saw them in a normal situation and that didn't come up, you'd think they were normal.
Yeah, you would.
I love the way you phrased that. That's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
I asked her, oh, are you all into Dungeons and Dragons? She said, yes. Well, the campaign hasn't started for the upcoming Dungeon Master tournament in South Carolina. I went, yes or no? I, what does that mean? I don't know what that means.
So after they left the Christmas festival, they went to a board game themed bar in Asheville, North Carolina, which if you're going to have that type of bar, I think Asheville is the perfect place to have it. Yeah. Because it's just nothing but a bunch of freaks and weirdos.
True.
In Asheville. No offense, Rob, to you and your lovely lady friends. So did you win everything there? Did you stick it in people's faces?
It wasn't all like versus anybody. It was just us three at a table playing games. But we had a lot of fun. We played like 5 to 6 different games. Stayed there until about 11 o'clock and made our way back and got home at about 1:30.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Lindsay is going to want all the information about how to get to that bar and all that, because I can see her eyes lighting up. You're going there this weekend.
Yes,
aren't you?
I am.
Check that out.
Nailed it.
In the break, I'll give you a review of the games I played. You'll
love it. Thank you. Can't wait.
Do they have a kids section too?
Yeah, they did, actually.
People take their kids up in there?
Yeah, they did.
Perfect.
Do they have little kid games?
Yeah, they had like
Candyland and whatnot.
Yeah, they had basic board games. They had Chutes and Ladders, I saw.
Oh.
They had a Giant Uno. Jenga was there as well.
Wow.
So.
Mm.
Giant Uno.
Mm-hmm.
Reverse Uno.
Good. I'm glad it's giant, so I won't even have to wear my readers.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Lindsay had one of those moments as a parent over the weekend, Riggins, that is... I don't think you can understand the frustration of it unless you've been through something like this. And it is a simple, what you would think would be a simple task of taking your child to get a haircut.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
So we had an appointment for Brooks to get a haircut at 4:20. If you're 5 minutes late, they charge you full price, which is $28, and you have to reschedule. Yeah. $28. So we make it right in time, and he... From the time I woke him up from his nap, which was 30 minutes prior, he was crying. He was in a bad mood. His teacher that day said he was fussy. I don't know if he was getting sick, but anyway, he won't go in. So I'm picking him up. I'm taking him in. I'm like, come on, we got to do this. This is unusual for him because he likes a haircut. So we get in there. He's throwing a tantrum. He's on the floor. They're like, I'm sorry. Like, we're going to have to charge you the $28 and just reschedule. And I was like... Delilah, my 4-year-old, almost 5, could tell that I was upset about it. I mean, I wasn't going to cry or anything, but I was just like, what? Okay, of course. She said, Mom, I'll get a haircut. And that's unusual for her because she does not like a haircut. So she gets up in the chair and she's like, please chop it off. And I went, whoa, let's talk about it. Let's talk about this for a second. She said, I don't want to look like a boy, but I do want it like up to my chin. And I'm like, okay. And meanwhile, it's like down to her bottom. So I'm like, oh, let's just think about this for a minute. I'll pay the $28. We'll come back another day. Like, so they take off 5 inches. Just whack. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 5 inches. It's still long because her hair was extremely long, but now she's like, I have short hair. I look so cute. I have short hair. Like she's just running around. Yeah.
It is cute though.
It's cute.
Mm-hmm. I saw a picture of her.
Yeah.
Did she recognize that you were upset and was like, I'll get the haircut?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
She took one for the team.
That's
amazing. Yeah, truly.
Right.
So then I had to pay $38 plus. But anyway, it was great. So, but it's frustrating, and I can't imagine Reagan's in the scenario because, I mean, I'm frustrated as it is, but can you imagine someone with like a little bit more anxiety, like sweating, like they're causing a scene? Oh. It's
he would have probably said, okay, I'll take him out and you charge me the 28 and then I'll give you another 50 for your trouble.
Yeah, please.
Just, like, you know,
100%.
My dog's been kicked out of like 3 grooming salons. I know the feeling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's embarrassing.
It's similar.
I want to die.
Yeah, we used to have these friends and their kids are grown now, but when their son was young, he wasn't a baby. But it was, we didn't know him when he was a baby, but from the time he was a baby, like getting his first haircuts and all, it had been this way all the way into the point where nobody in our town would cut, try to even cut his hair, because as soon as those things went on, he freaked out and would just, they would have to say, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And when she'd try to make the next appointment, they'd say, we're not, we can't do that. You have to find somebody else, take him to somebody else. That's how big of a meltdown he would have. And I don't know how old he was when he finally was able to sit in a chair and get a haircut. And they would even try to do it without the trimmers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And something would freak him out, or he'd hear somebody else's trimmers take, you know, crank up at the next chair and
they are loud. I mean, think about that in your ear. I mean, well, y'all know you get haircuts, but it's, I can't imagine.
That's crazy.
But
so, well, we just have a second here, but Brooks did get a whooping for that, didn't he?
Oh, he, listen, he got a little spank, but he was not in a good He went in a good way, so I felt bad. But.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Tech D Rob went to the movie this weekend. What did he go see, and how much are we going to make fun of it coming up in a few minutes?
What did he go see?
Can't wait.
Oh, geez. My mind is racing. But what are we going to do about these drones, man? I've been talking about this for weeks because it was just a thing on social media. Like, people are like, what are these drones doing above New Jersey, above our neighborhood? But now they had Alejandro Mayorkas, I think is how you say his name, the Secretary of Homeland Security or whatever it is. He was on ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos, said, we're going to give additional federal funds and assistance to figure out what these drones are. God. But we have no evidence to say these are a threat.
Man. That looked like, I'm sure, an animated Raid commercial with those two cockroaches sitting there talking to each other on TV. Yeah.
Well,
Stephanopoulos and Mayorkas, they know what that is. They know it's our enemies doing stuff.
Do you think it is?
Of course it is. The same reason, same thing with those Chinese weather balloon things.
Yeah.
So, oh, those are weather balloons. No, they were spying devices, and they were allowed to be over here, and they weren't shot down when they were supposed to be. That's what it is.
Yeah. So some people say that it's Iran. They have some sort of ship out in the water, and they're sending these drones out to New Jersey. But then other people say, you're just trying to get us into a war with Iran. And it's just a mess. But, like, seriously, go figure out what these drones are. I don't know why we're still questioning it. Right. Go find out.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's China.
Oh, it's China.
China.
Okay. Mm. Can we not shoot a drone out of the sky?
Yes.
Yes.
And you notice they don't fly those drones over, let's say, Louisiana or Mississippi, Tennessee.
Yep.
They don't do that.
Because they'd be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and now
they'd be shot down.
Two guys were arrested in Boston on Saturday night for flying a drone, they said, dangerously close to the airport. So they said it was three guys. They only arrested two of them. But it's like, what is going on? And why don't you have the answers yet? So I don't know. I just wish somebody would be like, we don't know, but we're going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we don't, honest.
Yeah, be honest about it and just say, we don't have all the answers, but we're going to take care of it. Yep. That's what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the powers that be that run our government at the moment for, you know, a little while longer are anti-American, pro-China.
Okay. Mm. Well, we got to
get. That's what it is.
Got to do something about these drones, man.
Mm-hmm.
So there are new signs out. You know, everybody's heard about the pineapple, and that indicates that you're a swinger. Well, there are six new signs to find out if you're living next to a swinger, and they are shocking. We'll give them to you next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
My name is Riggins, and my parents live in one of those 55 and up communities. And there's a lot of rumors about people being swingers. Their neighbor, for example, leaves her garage door up like a foot. And my dad goes, you know what that means, right? I went, what? And he goes, yeah, she's a swinger. Well, because she's got her garage door cracked. It's not for her cat or something, or, you know,
it's hot in the summer.
A thousand other reasons why you might crack. No. She's a swinger.
Wow.
And we've heard that in the Villages, which is another senior community in Florida, they all put different colored loofahs on their golf carts to indicate if they're a swinger, if they're a single person looking to be part of something else, or, you know, they got all these codes. And I always wonder, I'm like, is that real? Is it real?
Mm.
I don't know.
They said that it was the pineapple. It used to be if you got a pineapple, either outside your door or upside down in your grocery cart, you know.
Yeah, which never even made sense, because who puts a pineapple upside down with all that spice? Mm. It doesn't make any sense. But they said, here are the five signs you live next to a swinger in 2024. And this is shocking. White rocks or stones in the driveway. If you're, according to Urban Dictionary, if you're being propositioned by a swinger, it might be referred to as being white rocked. Mm. So white rocks in your driveway. So if you've got that, a lot of people might think you're a swinger. Pampas grass. You know those bushes?
Oh.
What was once just a common shrub, adding an exotic feel to front gardens, is now seen as a sign of swinging by some.
Oh, Lord.
Pampas grass. The pineapple knocker on your door.
Yeah.
You might think it's just a weird door knocker, but it actually could indicate that you are into swinging. So, again, the pineapple returns. Garden gnomes. They may seem sweet and innocent, but quirky gnome statues can also reportedly indicate that there may be a swinger in the midst.
And bad taste.
And maybe bad taste. Garden gnomes. I mean. And then finally, the hot tub. They're an amazing way to relax after a long, hard day at work. But it could also indicate that you're into some risque fun as well.
So let's say you got these things in your yard, the white rocks, the pineapple door knocker and all that. So why would you need to alert people to that? You want other swingers just to drive by and then say, oh, let's go in there and swing with them.
Yeah.
Right,
like, I mean, is that your vetting process?
I think so.
You just have to have the ability to come to the door.
Like, oh, we saw your gnome in the garden.
Yeah. Are you free right now? You're like, what?
It's like, dude, my kid made that at school. Like, we just put it in the yard.
But I hear the number one thing, though, is an inflatable minion in the yard.
Oh,
is that right? Mm-hmm.
Is it Kevin?
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, Rob, who went to the movies with you over the weekend? You went and saw the movie. Who went with you?
The same people who went on Saturday, couple of my friends, and then one more other person who was also my friend.
Okay, your friends' names Saturday were Paige and what's the other one's
Amanda.
Name? Amanda. Paige and Amanda. Very nice ladies. Very nice young ladies. And then another one group, you know, somebody else joined the group of nerds to go to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And are you the oldest in the group?
Yes.
You're 39 and they're what, in their 20?
The youngest one is 25.
Okay. So tell the world what y'all went to see as a group.
Moana 2.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen it yet, so had to get in there.
Yeah, you know what? I probably will hear a lot of 39-year-olds say, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Moana 2 yet. It's
probably most
so
of
it's about time, don't you think?
I mean, it was about to leave theaters, I think. So.
And you could have gotten it for free on...
Wow.
I pay a flat fee a month to go see three movies a week.
Okay.
So
that's a lot.
I had to get some movies in this week.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good. Really good. Songs are better than the first one.
Did you cry?
A little bit.
No, you did not.
I cry at all.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you, Lindsay?
No,
wouldn't? If you're sitting there and you're saying, I'm 39 years old watching this animated movie by myself with no kids.
Yeah, that's
dragging
true.
Me in here.
Oh, my
gosh. That's true. I'd cry myself to sleep every night. Yeah.
It's a wrap for you, Rob. I'm sorry. If I cry at anything that The Rock is involved with... I'm done.
Right.
I'm done.
Right. But you under.
You're crying?
Dwayne really put his heart into this one. Oh,
yeah, God. So what made you cry without giving it away, spoiling it?
there's a really feel-good moment that it was happy tears near the end of the movie.
Oh, okay. But it wasn't like a volcano erupted and put red hot magma down on the children or anything.
No, there was one other time that I did cry, and it was a sadder moment. And
oh. Rob. Hopefully it was when your popcorn ran out.
Yeah.
That's why you cried.
I'm all out.
I got to get up and go back out there.
I got to put butter on it now, too. Yeah. Butter flavor, by the way, not actual butter, of course.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, no. Never.
All right, well, caps off to you, Rob.
Thanks.
Caps off to you and your other adult friends. Did they cry, too?
Yeah, I saw them wiping their eyes a lot.
Well, good. Real good, feel good moments.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I don't know if this is a thing that is popular right now, or as the kids say, trending, but people with foreign accents singing Last Christmas by Wham.
Yeah.
But there is another good one that we have today from the lady we had the other day. Last Christmas,
I gave you my heart.
This one, I think, is funnier than that.
Last Christmas, to carry my heart. Wedding masquerade to carry away. It's me, it's all in my grief. I could be in some bad nation, nation. Let Christmas to carry my heart.
To carry my heart.
I love that. Last Christmas, I gave him my heart.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, I love that.
That's Christmas.
You don't like the Ariana Grande version of that?
No.
Didn't she do it, right?
Yeah. They played that the other night at the event that we were at. And yeah, I don't like it. She put too much of that soulful yodeling in it, you know, trying to get that vibrato and it doesn't need it.
Who did the song originally?
Wham.
It's Wham.
Yeah. Okay. And it's one of the laziest songs ever written. It's only got one verse and they just repeat it.
Yeah.
They don't even have two verses. It's okay, yeah.
Right. I've never thought about that, but yeah, it's funny.
Cause they were like, hey, you guys, if we did a Christmas song, that would be huge.
Yeah.
And it'd be huge forever. And they're like, we don't have time for that. Well, just write one verse, repeat it. It'll be fine. It's Christmas. It's a Christmas song. We just got to get something out.
Yeah.
And now every year, there it is. And
they're
making the bukus off of it every year.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's funny.
That old George Michael. You know, he's no longer with us on this earth.
Oh, I did know that. Blessing. Who's the other guy in Wham? Nobody even talks about that guy.
Andrew Wrigley.
Okay.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I know. You're like, George Michael? Yeah, who's the other guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he knew, you know, he knew that George was a special talent and he was a tortured soul and he needed to go out on his own and all that. But I mean, the dude's way beyond your wildest imagination of being wealthy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Careless Whisper was a Wham song. That wasn't a George Michael song. That was Wham.
Yeah.
Gets paid for that.
Were they a couple?
No.
They were
just best friends in high school and went on from there.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that is Behind the Music.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.